Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. David Heenan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, joining us from Hawaii. His new book is called Hidden Heroes, Finding Success in the Shadows. Hidden Heroes-Heenan, his last name, H-E-E-N-A-N, HiddenHeroes-Heenan.com is how you can find out more about the book. It's available wherever books are sold, including especially Amazon. David, thanks again for being here. Aloha to you, and thank you for your time. Congratulations on the new book. A couple of interesting hidden heroes. That the book's all about the second bananas, folks, the people who don't get the praise. The world wouldn't be, see, I think of small business owners as they're the hidden heroes of the marketplace, David, because
yeah,
can you imagine what the world would be like without small businesses?
I can, actually.
It would collapse. Now, and I don't just mean people being able to buy stuff when coming in, going in the door and buy stuff. They're the small business owners are the underpinnings of communities all over the world.
Yeah, they're the bone marrow of the post-industrial system.
Well said. And yeah. So folks, and of course, my audience knows that that's not a flippant comment from me. I believe that with all my heart. And they don't realize, David, a lot of times, most small business owners don't realize what would happen in their community if they just weren't there. The things they do, even without trying, is amazing. The invisible hand contribution they make is amazing. Now, talk to us about the dancers. You got to tell us about the dancers.
Jim, who do you think are the most important characters on these luxury six-star cruise ships? I can tell you it ain't the captain. It's not even the cruise director or the head chef. The real hidden heroes on these, and where we're talking the upmarket vessels,
right,
are the revolving core of male dance hosts who are dedicated to women traveling solo. And what's happened is, for some time now, executives in this segment realize that their number one clientele by far are older, wealthy, single, unattached women. And in the old days, you know, they were content to play a lot of games of bridge or what.
I got to be honest with you, David. I would never have thought to make these guys my second banana, but I'm loving what you're saying. Go ahead.
Well, they're incredibly important. These ladies don't want to vegetate their time at sea, and they don't want to particularly travel alone.
Right.
They want to kick up the heels. So these top-line vessels bring on, you know, a dozen or so guys from age 45 to 70 to essentially, you know, dance with the ladies.
Now, do you have some personal experience, David? Have you been approached about being one of these dancers? Is that what you're saying?
I must tell you, I've been on probably 8 or 9 upmarket luxury cruises as a lecturer, or in some cases, even, I hate to say this, a passenger.
A lecturer slash dancer? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm a lecturer plus, period. Although I'm very good in the dance floor, Jim. I ain't in the... These guys have to be proficient
right.
in six steps.
And
have to be in damn good shape, because the rule is when the gong goes off in a lounge at like 10 in the morning,
right.
they have to dance every dance. So
wow.
It's not easy, but it's...
And they have to be swaying to boner, too, don't they? So
that's
they're
right.
the unsung heroes of the travel industry, of the upscale. That's an interesting thought. You had to come here, folks, to learn these things, and you can find out more about them in the book, Hidden Heroes. All right, what about the ghostwriters? I know a lot of ghostwriters.
Well, you know, you're in the writing business, but, I mean, you think of what sort of profession where you essentially, your contribution is unnoticed. It's underground, and, in fact, legally, that may be part of the deal that you strike with a prospective author.
Whether your name's on the cover or not.
That's right. And yet, people that I've talked to in the industry who hire these guys and so forth, 75% of all celebrity or CEO books, at least 75% are ghosted. And it's estimated
oh, yeah.
that a third, maybe as high as 40% of nonfiction books in one form or another are ghosted.
Oh, when you see some celebrity coming out with with who's never written anything. A lot of times that's ghostwritten. But also, if you see somebody who, some celebrity motivational speaker that does 6 books a year, those are ghostwritten.
Absolutely.
I can tell you right now, working on my fourth one, you can't crank them out like that.
Yeah, where one celebrity was being interviewed on television with his book in hand, and the interviewer started to ask him questions about the book, and he said, well, frankly, I haven't read it. He's listed as the author. I mean, it's
so
amazing.
Thank God for ghostwriters, and I know I've interviewed several of my interviews. Jim Ballard. I think you may know Jim Ballard. He's a great ghostwriter. Hey, David, come back soon. We've enjoyed our visit.
I sure will, Jim, and come see us in Hawaii.
I will. David Heenan, ladies and gentlemen, Hidden Heroes is the book. Be sure to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.